Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8:02 Tuesday morning. Miss Independent. Kelly Clarkson's back. We have your tickets to see her January 24th at Oracle Arena on her Meaning of Life tour. Tickets go on sale. There we go. I can't breathe, call the first time. Her tickets go on sale this Monday. Yeah, you see, go.
I love Kelly.
10 a.m. Monday morning, Ticketmaster.com, or win a pair right now. 800-400-3697. We'll throw you some tickets to the show. We have more tickets at 11, 1, and 3. So, turn this up.
Wow, what's that?
It's about her stepfather.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
Oh, really? Mm. Oh, that's a beautiful song.
That is pretty.
I cry sometimes when I listen to it.
Yeah, you got to love that, right?
Calling her dad out, it's got to be tough.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of reasons what you hear about stepdads who they don't get the welcome maybe that they should. Often the kid is like, you're not my dad. So it's neat. They must have something cool going there.
It's nice. Call now, 800-400-3697. Hooman will put you on the list to see Kelly Clarkson. It's a good one. Sweet. As you know, Kelly Clarkson won the first round of American Idol.
Yeah,
and
she
that
did.
Spawned a lot of talent shows that took over on
and
TV.
And now she hosts one.
She does. She's on The Voice now.
I just saw the ads for the new one. Did it start yet?
I think it's starting pretty soon. I want to say a lot of stuff starting next week.
And it's them going back and forth at it again. Blake and Adam and her. And then she pulls out a crown. She won last time. She pulls out a giant crown and she's like, yeah, I won last time. I'm pretty sure I'm the winner. And they're just so funny about the way they compete.
Yeah.
In the beginning of this show. It's great.
They have really found a good matchup there. Like the Blake and Adam thing is great. Like people, like they actually seem to get kind of mad at times. Like they dig that
like
hard
brothers.
At each other. Right. But it's good, the back and forth. And they've, found a way to make it, because sometimes when people are mad at each other, you're just like, oh.
No, they're having fun. Else. And that was it. That was what started it. He was going, well, I've won the show 6 times. And she, from, I don't know, under her desk, pulls out a crown and goes, not last time or something like
right.
that.
And she's only hosted it once and won it every time she's hosted it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's on starting again on Monday.
Good.
Oh, okay. So, and I believe that America's Got Talent, which is, I consider it like the spawn, evil spawn of American Idol. That's been a summer show for years and years now. And that's coming to a close this week, I believe. I think this is the final week. Oh, by the way, Kiss is going to perform.
Oh, really?
Apparently on America's Got Talent. So I think they do a Monday show and a Tuesday show. So maybe, is it possible tonight's the finale? Anyway, $1 million up for grabs, and in the top 10 is our guy, Brian King Joseph. I call him our guy because the guy who runs our whole video feed every morning, if you ever watch that at radioalice.com/watch, we call it the Looking Glass. Our guy Vaughn the Wizard, I guess he was this guy's DJ for a while, and they're just good friends.
Still is.
So this guy, Brian King Johnson, he's an electric violinist. And they've been putting together massive productions for this. He's just amazing. And it's looking like he may be, a lot of the judges are like, I think he's the favorite to win. Turns out he has this nerve disease. And I think we might have talked about this a few months ago when he first came up on the show.
I think so.
But I had forgotten. And he's saying, I will take that $1 million and I will try to fix myself. He's got a nerve disease, severe nerve disease that affects most of his body. It was diagnosed in 2012, and it makes playing his fiddle, his violin, really painful. So if he wins the $1 million, looks like he's going to search out cutting-edge therapies and treatments. He says to have that kind of money could mean I have an opportunity to help my sickness, to help heal myself in some way. Technology is always getting further and further, and if you're sick like I am, you need to be in a position to be able to take advantage of that. So fingers crossed.
Good
just
for him.
One more reason to want Brian to win. We've played him a bunch of times on the show, just sort of reveling in the fact that we know someone who knows someone. One degree of separation.
Right.
Earlier today, you brought up Elon Musk, and I thought maybe you were going to talk about the mystery moon passenger. Somebody bought all the seats on the first mission to the moon. They're not going to land on the moon, but this is going to be the BFR, the Big Falcon Rocket. That's what Elon Musk calls it. I'm sure privately he calls it something else. But the Big Falcon Rocket. It's going to be a passenger vehicle. It's going to shoot to the moon. He says this will be able to go to Mars and beyond even. But this will be the first flight of it, or the first passenger flight of it. And
so they've had flights already.
I'm not everything I'm seeing here is mock-ups. They say they're building this thing now. But 2023, they expect to take their first flight. It'll go up, orbit the moon, and then come back to Earth and land the way, you know, he's trying to make it so that we don't crash and burn off all our stuff we spent all that money on. And we found out who the guy is who bought every seat on that first
who
one.
Who is it?
His name is Yusaka Mizawa. He's a 42-year-old Japanese billionaire.
Oh.
He's founder of the online fashion mall ZozoTown. Anybody? ZozoTown?
No.
Look it up.
Human ZozoTown?
Z-O-Z-O?
Z-O-Z-O town.
Oh, it's a fashion, looks like.
This is the same guy who bought that Basquiat, Jean-Michel Basquiat painting for $110 million. He loves art, and he has bought every seat, and he's going to fill them with artists.
Oh.
He's not just taking his family and his other rich friends. He's going to grab a bunch of artists he likes.
That he likes and respects, yep. And hopefully they'll be inspired by this flight to make art?
Yeah, well, or whatever, just to, you know, to have an opportunity like that. You know, a struggling artist and could never afford a ticket on this.
This looks like the Japanese version of like Zappos or something.
And he will ask them to create work. I'm sure maybe they'll even give it to him as a payback for being on the first mission.
That's neat.
Yeah, it is kind of neat. So this guy is, let's see. A private tourist visited the International Space Station in 2002, and that cost $20 million. They're not talking about the cost for the tickets, but he's put down a deposit that Musk described as a non-trivial amount. They say the development of the BFR, the Big Falcon Rocket, will cost around.
You love that part.
I do, because I know what he's saying. You know, it's just so funny. It's like a BFD, you know?
Yeah. Right.
It's hilarious. It's going to cost around $5 billion to develop it. They've started on it.
How much? $5
billion? $5 billion. Mm-hmm. The moon mission will take 4 or 5 days, go through uncrewed tests prior to sending anybody out in it. And it looks like I will say it looks more like the shuttle than I expected it to, but it's more of sort of a streamlined version of that. Here's a couple pictures of, this is all, you know, computer-generated projections of what the thing's going to look like. Here's another one.
Okay.
Oh. That almost looks like the shuttle.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
All right.
This is the question to you, Sarah right. Clark.
Yes, I'm listening.
We have one seat for you on this flight. One.
Okay.
Can't bring your family.
Yeah.
And it's the first mission of its kind.
And I can go for free?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going. I would go.
We're going to need you to sign this release.
Yep. No, I get it. I could explode.
Right.
I would totally go.
You would?
I would.
Yeah, are you sure?
I am. I've done, you know, look, I don't want to get morbid, but I would want to do it. At this point, that would be, it's great. Even if I died on it, I would be like, who cares? I'm going.
Really?
Yeah, I would go. Oh, my God. You wouldn't go? You wouldn't even think about it?
I would think about it, and I actually have a similar feeling I think, to what you were about to say, which is I've done most of the stuff I want to do.
I've done, well, and I, you know, I've said it even to my kids. I'm like, listen, you know, when I die, and hopefully that's a long time from now, but I want you to know I am so proud of you. I'm proud of everything I've done in my life. I feel like I would be okay.
Right.
I want you to love me, and, you know, I get that you'll be sad and stuff, but let that go and just know that.
That was the thing, to be totally honest, that was the thing that was sort of missing. If your life is a resume, the kids thing was the one thing I hadn't done, and now I've done that. Yeah. I want to see them grow up.
That's, I agree.
So there's no
doubt
that
would be a regret.
It would be a problem for me at the age they are now. Mm-hmm. I might say no, because right. I might be like, no, these kids really need
They need you. You're their dad.
Yeah, the thing blows up. Yeah, that's a problem.
Sure. Very traumatic.
They're going to be
happen.
Like, dad just blew, what?
I'll tell you something, though. My older son would fight me for that seat. Mom, you got to let me go. I can't let you go, son. You have too much to do.
Right.
Could easily die.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Very cool.
It's really cool. And there's a million stories about this guy today. Again, his name is Yusaka Mizawa. Or I'm sure I'm mispronouncing his name. But he'll be the first private citizen that the company will be sending to the moon in the new BFR.
It looks like he started an indie rock band in high school.
Oh. This guy did?
Yeah, even released an EP in 93.
Oh my God, really?
It says he skipped college to follow his then girlfriend to the United States, where he started collecting CDs and records of all the bands he liked. He's currently worth $2.9 billion.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Plenty of money. Yeah. He is going to train, because mm-hmm. I think you have to do that. You know,
sure.
I mean, he'll be in zero G for days, I don't, you know, 4 or 5 days. But he's got 5 years to do it. They're going to do it in
right.
about 5 years. And mm-hmm. he bought every seat on it, so he is the one who's going.
Dang.
I guess he's got to pick who he's going to go with pretty soon, because they're going to have to train too.
Oh, right.
Apparently, it's no small thing. Quickly, Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are apparently not married, despite what Alec Baldwin
oh,
said.
God.
What?
I know, it's ridiculous. I'm just going to continue to tell you the latest.
Tomorrow you'll tell us something different.
I know, exactly. they have 60 days to use the license that they got.
Oh.
Alec Baldwin told Access Hollywood last night, they just went off and got married. They went ahead and did it without listening to anyone. The Justin and Hailey sources that TMZ have say, no, they didn't. They have not tied the knot, so now you're up to date, everyone, I think.
Little pig.
Mm. Stormy Daniels' description of Trump's man area is out there now. It's gross.
Oh,
and
you didn't find it appetizing?
I didn't. And it's, you know, I mean, she's being, I'm sure, meaner than she even has to be. But, man, she's describing her thoughts as things were happening. And I'm not going to read you the description, because I just don't see how I could possibly get away with that. But also,
though.
It is funny. It's funny. I recommend that you, you know, have your breakfast down already before you look at it. But it's everywhere, so...
Hmm.
If that's something that you've always wondered about.
I didn't hear that or read it, and probably just, won't.
Yeah. It's kind of funny, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd I say? What else?
You're gross.
This is just a delicious gossip story. It's not even really about anyone that you know. This is the second cousin of Prince Philip. Of Prince Charles.
Oh, what's the name? Is it a girl?
No, it's a dude named Ashley Hicks.
The dude named Ashley?
Yeah. He's a godson of Prince Philip. He's a second cousin of Prince Charles.
I've heard that before. Ashley for a guy?
Yeah.
That's a, I mean, come on.
He's very fan. And the picture I have of him here, he looks like he could be on Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Like, he's got, like, a, you know, just a full, like, paisley-looking
well,
jacket
probably a
on.
Stylist, right?
I guess so, maybe. He looks just perfect. He is married to a woman named Cata de Solis, and she's American. She, you know, he's dumped her now. She's pregnant. He's dumped her because he's in love with her friend.
Who?
Martina Mondadori Sartago.
Martina?
Who is married with three children.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is, he started having an affair with this woman in June.
Nice.
This guy, Ashley Hicks, the second cousin of Prince Charles. So probably in line for the throne somewhere. You know how they rank everybody who's in line for the throne? Although, I don't know, because he married an American, maybe he's not. I think that's outdated. He's 55 years old. He's an expert on art and design. He traveled on business with his wife's friend, Martina, to Italy. And about a month later... his wife found out that she was pregnant. The wife was pregnant. And in mid-August, he went, I guess I'm going to tell you. Congrats on the pregnancy. but I'm having an affair with this woman. She moved out and hired a divorce lawyer. Surprise.
That's the new girl?
No, that's
the wife.
Oh.
Oh, no, Ashley is the... Oh, yeah, that's a picture I have. So that's the wife with the dark hair, and the new girl is the blonde on the side there.
Oh.
All right. Look at Ashley.
Their nuptials 3 years ago were called, according to this site, the first ever Instagram wedding because they met through Instagram. They have,
oh, fun.
Now they have a little kid named, and they have a kid named Caspian, and if she's just found out that she's pregnant, they must have a second on the way. He, I guess, sent an email to a friend of his on August 28th saying, "You'll think me a perfect monster, I'm sure, but I've actually left my poor pregnant wife in order to be with my lovely friend Martina. Oh, dear." That does sound monstrous. They have all these things scheduled. However, her spokesperson is saying, "I can confirm Martina, founder and editor-in-chief of lifestyle e-commerce and magazine Cabana."
Cabana?
Yeah. Together with her husband she's with her husband of 12 years and her three children. So for her, she's probably like, dude, what did you tell this lady for? Why did you tell my friend that we were doing it? It wasn't like I was going to leave my husband for you. Anyway, a juicy bit of royal
crunch?
Gossip.
Yes.
Somewhat royal.
Yeah, so juicy.
Royal adjacent.
What fun.
I know. Gary Busey is crowdfunding a single.
What now?
Gary Busey, 74-year-old Gary Busey. He is gearing up to release his debut single. It's a 2-song single that includes an original, so an A and a B. It's an original recording called All the Way and a new version of Buddy Holly's Not Fade Away, which he originally covered in the Buddy Pick, the Buddy Holly story.
Did he famously do the singing in that movie?
I don't know, actually.
I wonder if he did, and that's why he feels like he can do that again.
So he's asking you to put your faith in him and crowdfund him. He began his career as a session drummer and then transitioned into acting. He recorded the single with his godson, who is his name is Teddy Jack, the son of legendary producer Leon Russell.
There's an article, Vinny, that says he did sing. And
oh, he did the vocals
did
on the Buddy Holly story?
Mm-hmm.
And he is, it looks like it's a website called Pledge Music, and you pre-order the single that he hasn't recorded yet, and that's how he funds the single.
Okay.
So, which I guess means, you know, everybody who gives him some money gets the single, so it's at least a more fair trade than
the answer's no, but I'm curious, were you a Buddy Holly kid?
I think I was a little too young for Buddy Holly. My dad was a big Buddy Holly fan. You know some of his songs. And
no, I do too, and I know what he means to rock's history, mm-hmm. but I never have once pressed play on a Buddy Holly song.
No, but I did watch that movie.
Me too.
It was fine. So there's what Gary Busey's up to these days. The woman who is currently playing Queen Elizabeth on the show The Crown is named Claire Foy. And you may have seen her in the audience last night at the Emmys. She is going to take on the role of Lisbeth Salander in a new movie called The Girl in the Spider's Web, which I think is that the fourth book in the series?
I do not know, but wait. So this is nothing to do with the movie that came out recently or the Swedish versions.
Right.
So this is a new one.
This is a whole new one. And it's The Girl in the Spider's Web, which I read all of those books, but I am not sure what number. There was one that was finished after the guy who wrote them had died.
Right.
Stieg Larsson.
Stieg Larsson was the guy who wrote, I believe he wrote all three.
Yes.
And I think the way it went is he passed away before the third one had come out.
Mm-hmm.
This is me I'm just off the top of my head. But they were super successful, obviously. Yes. And the fourth one was written by someone that
had he left notes or something?
I think so. There was something that someone he... Or no, you know what it was? I think he might have passed before the third one was finished.
And someone finished it for him.
And then continued this fourth. I think that something
right.
like that.
So anyway, they are going to... I mean, Claire Foy. So I saw a trailer for. Do you have the trailer?
Yeah, the trailer is so good.
It is actually pretty good. So Claire Foy, I didn't even realize it was her until I read that's who it was. Because I've watched some of The Crown, and she's fine as Queen Elizabeth. And I guess they're going to continue The Crown and do it with an older actress.
Oh.
And they're going to, you know, do the next chapters. They feel that she's too young. So go ahead, play the. Is there any audio for the trailer, or is it just imagery?
I mean, it's.
You got to watch what happens.
She has a very sweet look to her face, which I don't really associate with Lisbeth Salander. She's supposed to be like a very hard-edged punk chick. So she's got dark, short hair, but she looks kind of like a tomboy Girl Scout or something. I don't know.
Oh, you don't?
I don't know. I have like such a set image of what Lisbeth looks like. Anyway, that's
first of all,
yes.
If you haven't read the trilogy or the four books, whatever it is, they're so excellent. And I can't imagine how lucky as an actress you must feel to be earned, whatever, however right. you want me to word that, this role. She's an incredible character.
She is. You just love her. She's so broken.
Right.
And so twisted. And you just ache for her. And then as you find out her history and the things that have happened to her over the course of her life, you're just like, oh, this poor... How did she even have a chance? But she's so brilliant. And she's put this whole thing together. Oh, she's great. The best ones, in my opinion, are the Swedish... It was actually a Swedish miniseries that they wound up cutting into movies. And it's Noomi Rapace who plays her. And to me, she's always... That's my Lisbeth.
That's the one?
I think so. Oh, Jesus. Let's skip this story. You can guess who that one's about.
What's it about?
Oh, my God.
Oh, hell yeah.
Good
Let's
guess.
Let's hear this story.
All right. And if you're going to play it anyway.
Up with and the I'm awesome one. Number one in the country.
Billboard just posted its latest Hot 100. We'll get to that whole thing tomorrow. So, spoiler alert. For the 10th straight week, In My Feelings by Drake is the number one song.
Oh, no this surprise is, there.
Well deserved.
Mm, this is the 29th week in 2018 that Drake has occupied the top spot.
Wow.
And that breaks the record.
All right.
Usher. So this is in one calendar year. Most weeks at number one. It doesn't have to be the same song. Usher had the previous high. He was number one on the Hot 100 for 28 weeks in 2004. And now Drake, let's see, we're only 71% of the way through the year. And he's been number one for 29 of the 39 weeks so far. The other 10 weeks that he wasn't number one, Ed Sheeran had four of them. Childish Gambino had two of them. And Single Weeks by Camila Cabello, Post Malone, Cardi B, and Triple XXXTentacion. Congratulations, Drake. You're amazing.
Listen to this.
All right.
Soon after Larson's death...
Oh,
Stieg
back
Larson,
to the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Soon after his death, the manuscripts of three completed but unpublished novels written as a series were discovered.
Oh, so they all
were published posthumously.
Oh, my God.
He had written them for his own pleasure after returning home from his job in the evenings. And had made no attempt to get them published until shortly before his death. So all of them were published after
he passed. Oh, my God.
And then the fourth was written by someone else.
I think by the same guy who finished the third one, or were all three of them complete, Vinny?
Larson left about 3/4 of a fourth novel on a notebook computer.
Oh, so that's... So the guy finished The Girl in the Spider's
book,
Web.
Right.
Oh my God. So good. Those are so good. Oh man, they're mysteries. They're super action packed. They're total cyberpunk too. Like she's a mad hacker and you know, with a totally photographic memory, and she's so smart and so brilliant. And then there's this guy, and he runs this magazine, and they're hurting for money, and he hooks up with this girl. And it's, oh, man, it's crazy.
Is it Daniel Craig?
I think that is who played. Is Mikael Blomvik?
Blomqvist,
that's it. But I back to this, go for the Swedish version. You have to watch with subtitles, but it's worth it. All right, Benny, what's
so
coming
confused.
Up?
I'm sorry.
I'm glad you figured it out.
Caught up in this Wikipedia. He's an interesting dude.
Stieg Larsson.
Yes.
Who's long gone.
Yeah, cheating, the carpool lane, and more after these.
All right. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We're only like 20 minutes away from your chance at Halloween time in the Disneyland Resort. I know, it's so exciting. Make sure you're here at 9 a.m. for your chance to win a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets and be in the running for the grand prize vacation to Florida Disneyland.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years. And the Fall into Savings event now. That's Carlson Subaru, carlsonsubaru.com. Check them out.
Okay.
Redwood City.
That's right.
Subaru.com. Subaru.
Here's what's happening.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. You have an entirely electric car.
I do.
Do you have a carpool lane sticker on that car?
I don't, because I don't go during commute hours, so I never bothered.
But they would have given you one, correct?
I think so. I'm not positive. I never looked into it. And
there's
I never got one of my
rule
Prius
for yours
either.
Is there why? Because yours has a gas in it. So you get a different kind of sticker, but you can't get a sticker.
Because the sticker rules are about to change. That's one of the stories I have here in front of me is a bunch of early adopters to the hybrid and electric technology who got stickers in part so they could drive in the carpool lane and hopefully zoom past traffic. Mm. What we found now is too many people got stickers and the carpool lane is no longer a breeze.
Right. Mm.
So on top of all of the people who aren't carpooling and are just, they got these stickers, and then the people who are cheating, yeah, that lane's just all clogged right up.
Just like all the other lanes.
They say here that more than 200,000 drivers are set to lose their decals as of the new year, which is, by the way, right around the corner. Mm. Look at us.
Well, you
hello,
know,
2019.
I know.
Prius has had them.
Prius has had them, and they've gone away.
So, if you have one already on your car, you're gonna have to peel it off. Like, what's the or you,
you
just
can
won't be
leave
able to
it on,
them.
But it doesn't mean you're good to go in the carpool lane.
Do you have to now be all electric?
The decal program was designed to get more clean air vehicles on state roadways, but now it's clogged that lane. So they're changing the deal. I think the new sticker is gonna be red. Which color did you get?
I have a white one. I don't know the difference.
You'll have to get a new one.
I'm going to look it up.
So, and yes, they're trying to get zero emission vehicles into that lane.
So that would be Teslas and any kind of purely like Leafs,
right.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Leaves.
Yeah, mine is purely electric, so
yeah.
I don't have the extra gas option.
Yeah, I don't know if that would matter.
Oh, you're
on
Beamer.
Mine. Yeah, because we have the same model, but I have a range extender. It runs a little generator and fuels the. So I have no idea.
So you got the safety precaution, and it burns you out of that.
Oh, I have no idea. I mean,
sounds like it.
Yeah, I don't know, but it doesn't matter anyways. Because I'm not.
Well, anyway,
not getting that.
If you're using that car to get into the fast lane, you may want to double check whether that's going to continue
right
after 2019. Because
sounds like either way, you're going to need a new sticker.
It's becoming murky water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Water.
It's pretty good.
Thanks.
He got to that fairly fast,
really
didn't
fast. He even old-manned it.
Yeah, we
have. Oh, man.
Anyway, good luck. Those of you who need that. Yes. I mean, traffic is just brutal.
It is.
Here are the most and least fun cities in America. Vegas is number one as
most
far
fun.
As fun, yeah.
It
Orlando,
is pretty damn
fun. New York City, Atlanta, Miami, Chicago, Portland, then San Francisco. How
You're
do we fall so far?
Portland?
What?
That doesn't seem right.
It doesn't
well,
seem right at all.
Does Portland have all the
weirdness?
Yeah, clubs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the sex. Oh, they well, they have a lot of strip clubs.
No, I thought they were like number one.
Yeah, Oregon has the most strip clubs in America as a state.
How funny! What a weird stat.
People like nudity there.
I guess so.
Or the weather drives them
indoors.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Indoor could be entertainment.
The least fun city is Pearl City, Hawaii.
What?
Oxnard, California, Bridgeport, Connecticut, Santa Rosa, California.
What?
Fontana? Where's Fontana? Is that
down
LA?
South. Yeah.
Yonkers, Rancho Cucamonga. These are all the least fun cities.
Well, how did they rank? I don't understand how they decided.
They use 65 factors, including the number of attractions, pools, beaches per capita, amusement parks, festivals, nightlife, casinos, beer prices, and even things like the last call and the number of good, cheap restaurants. Traffic had to play into that, too.
You'd think. Although I suppose if you're going there as a tourist, you're in the city and you're...
There you go. Vegas wins.
Vegas is good. Vegas, actually, the traffic's horrible in Vegas. I try to never drive anywhere in Vegas.
I like this U the best, but I think the second U I like best is Vegas U.
Which me do you like best?
This one.
Oh, just me and you in here.
I like this U best. Like,
Thank you.
San Francisco, Bay Area U.
Yes. Yeah, but second best is Sarah is wasted Vegas and making out with chicks in Vegas.
Right.
All right.
Third best you is maybe, you know, mountains, skiing, Sarah.
Oh, I love skiing.
Skiing Sarah's pretty great.
I love that Sarah, too.
But Vegas Sarah, oh, man.
What about sewing Sarah? She's pretty fun.
I'm not interested in sewing Sarah. I don't
know. Sew you something.
And that's nice.
Make you a new pair of shorts.
But Vegas Sarah, oh, man. How fun is Vegas Sarah?
Pretty darn fun.
I know,
she's such
right?
a dummy. Oh, God. She's out of control.
And that's not Vegas even Sarah. Just the wasted you. That's gambling you.
Oh, yeah, gambling.
Like, watching
I'm really
you beat up that old guy, and you're like...
Stop
you're,
it.
You're truly... You think he's kidding as he's all, seriously, stop hitting me. And then he just gets up and leaves because he's had it.
Well, I got
he's
his seat, too.
He's all bruised up.
He was bruised before I started hitting him.
Aha.
He was
How
an
about
old
a fast
guy, fact? Too.
He
know,
was an
he was old
guy. And he just wanted to play his game.
I
and
thought
she
we were
was
having
like,
fun.
Hey, you! Look at you! You got it! He's like, stop hitting me. Seriously.
I couldn't do it.
Well, you got him out of there, didn't you?
Yeah. Cleared up the seat
Again,
for a friend.
Again, Vegas right. Sarah is the best, second best Sarah.
It's great. She's the one I'm most embarrassed of.
There are 8 different types of herpes humans can get. The most famous ones are oral herpes, genital herpes, and chickenpox.
Oh, chickenpox is herpes?
Apparently.
How exciting. I've had that.
New York City produces almost 3 times more trash than any other city in the world.
Really? What specifically are they producing?
Trash.
Is it because it's so concentrated? There's all those people right...
On top of each other. Yes.
Huh. Damn.
It's dense. Dang. That is like, what is that? The population is 10 million in that little teeny Manhattan.
Oh, Manhattan itself?
Uh-oh.
I thought
New
Manhattan.
York City, I
well,
mean,
New
that
York City
little...
is Queens, the Bronx.
Right,
Alabama,
but even
you know,
but all
Staten
that is
Island.
Still is tiny little thing.
Yeah, I thought it was 5 million on Manhattan itself. I don't know. And then must be 5 million spread over those
right.
other 4 boroughs.
I thought it was New York City's 10 million people in this densely...
That's a lot of freaking people.
Right. Absolutely.
Like, I wonder what that comes down to. Like, if they divided that into square feet. Like, how many square feet does each person get?
Let me do that for you.
All right, do that real quick.
Good question.
Yeah, look that up, Humans. There's probably a stat.
Population of New York City,
8.5
million.
Oh, 8.5 million?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you were very close. Yeah.
What was the question?
You can't do any of that.
Never mind. Who cares? Don't
worry. He wants to know how many people per square feet in New York.
You have to look for the square feet of...
Of the circumference, and then get the radius.
The J in jaywalking is 1920s slang for idiot.
What? Oh.
So jaywalking means
J?
Idiot walking.
Oh, I wonder if that's a smoke of J. It makes you into an idiot.
Oh.
Maybe that's where that comes
from. No, because it's called a joint.
Oh, yeah. That makes way more sense. Well, I think it has dope, you know?
Right. No, I agree. And it does.
Jay, though. So people would be like, you dumb Jay.
Yeah, jaywalking. Mm. An idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. It's National Cheeseburger Day.
Oh, my God. What a great excuse to have a cheeseburger.
Today is National Cheeseburger Day. September 18th is National Cheeseburger Day.
I'm going to text my brother.
You know what's weird?
He wants to go get a cheeseburger.
I don't even
work.
Want a burger anymore unless it's got cheese on it.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be a cheeseburger.
I agree.
I will prefer that, but I'm like, if I go to McDonald's, which I don't really do that much, I always order it without cheese because they use just like the Kraft singles, you know? I want real cheese.
Right. Cheddar. Yeah. You want cheddar
Swiss.
Cheese.
Yeah.
You go Swiss on a burger?
I go Swiss on a burger.
All right.
So you want to know the history of jaywalk?
Sure.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Please.
So jaywalk comes from the word jay driver. And jay driver referred to people who used to drive horse and buggies. And they wouldn't abide by the traffic laws.
Oh.
So they drove on the wrong side of the road. They did everything incorrect back in the day with horses.
Well, they did what they wanted.
Yeah, they
did. Sounds like they just, you don't tell me, I have a horse.
So they're, they're known as miscreants. Who can't seem to figure out that they should be driving on the right side of the road.
Dummies.
Do you want to hear some population facts about the density
yes!
in New York?
Oh, geez.
Population density of New York.
Yeah, so in New York, it has the highest population density. You know that. With over 27,000 people per square mile.
That's 27,000 per square mile. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
27,000 people? Well,
per
okay.
Square
how
mile.
Many square feet
God.
In a square mile?
All right, hold
just 5,000. Times 5,000.
So Jaywalker had absolutely nothing
to do
with... I think
you might get one square foot.
Oh, no!
Jaywalker,
you did this, Vincent.
Jaywalker had nothing to do with people crossing the road outside of the... It had to do with people who wouldn't use sidewalks.
So we're just dueling information that nobody wants. Is that what we're doing now?
Divide that by 27,000.
Somebody wants it.
No. Our text
if
number is...
No, hold
do
on.
You understand
stop.
What
we're
I
almost
just told
there.
You?
We're almost there.
You understand what I just said?
No.
All
right. I was listening to Bryn.
Yuzi and I want to leave.
Isn't it time to go? Is it time? I don't know.
So the word Jay comes from the word Rube.
Oh, my God.
You know Rube?
Yeah, Rube.
Yeah.
Right. He's a Rube. Uh-huh. It's a bumpkin.
So that's where it came from. Jay also, yeah.
Hurry up, Bryn!
Yeah,
it's part of that.
I can't. The thing is, when I do the math here, like, look. One
just
square
say
mile
a number.
Equals,
the article goes.
Yeah,
don't
do
that.
Just go like this. One square mile is 5,280 times 5,280. Just like. To
well,
square,
you do
right?
it. You got
I'm
a thing in front of you.
Yeah, that's
times
right.
Times
uh-huh.
5,280
poor
equals
Bryn.
27 million. Okay, divided by.
Oh, for crying out.
Hey.
27,000.
You want to know one more thing?
No.
The article goes on to say no one uses
square feet each. No.
No one uses
right.
the term Jay driver anymore.
For the horse.
For the
and
horse
buggy
and buggy,
crew.
Yeah.
Right. You're right about
got
that.
It.
That didn't carry on to cars.
All right.
Jay drivers.
I feel like we really solved some problems here.
Wait, did you get the answer?
About 1,000 square foot per person.
Came from Jay
which
driver.
Doesn't seem right. There must be parks and stuff.
You messed something up. You did it wrong.
Yeah, probably.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. What trilogy was Vinny talking about?
Star Wars.
Oh, the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Oh, my God. We're going to break.
The girl with the
we have to leave.
Okay.
Game of Thrones. Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.